Hello, welcome to the PR for Dolphins podcast. My name is Irene Maloney. Today's topic is when average is not good enough. I'm still amazed how many people are okay with average. Who wants to be average? Have an average career, an average business, average publicity, an average life? More people than you would think. I guess average is safe, and it doesn't make us stand out or have to take blame. I guess it requires less effort and leaves us more energy for other things we enjoy doing. But to me, average is just not good enough. What is that saying? How you do anything is how you do everything. So how can average be good enough? It can't. You and your business deserve more. Yet exceptional business people settle for average all the time. Average is defined as normal and typical, and also described as common, moderate, ordinary, and passable, undistinguishable, and a dime a dozen. If you're doing something because that's how it's been done before, because it's the norm, then don't be surprised if your results are just passable. I can't tell you how many times I've heard a business go with a large PR firm because they felt it's the sensible choice. Their monthly investment in a firm may only get them a junior associate versus going to a boutique where they work solely with a seasoned professional, but they choose to play it safe. If you or your employees do anything to play it safe or avoid getting blamed, then something needs to be changed in your organization to remove this fear. You deserve more, and it doesn't take that much more effort to work with people and businesses that are atypical, exceptional, and extraordinary. It all starts with your expectation and your ability to identify, clearly share your goals, mentor when needed, and educate. The steps to becoming extraordinary start and end with educating yourself in the area you want your business to exceed. Before I go further, let me add this warning. Some very successful people go to the extreme not to be ordinary and believe in setting goals that are unrealistic to motivate their team. This doesn't work, and somehow intelligent people continue to do it. This is not what we're talking about here. If identifying people and businesses that go above and beyond is a new concept, then start by paying attention to the differences of businesses you visit. Why do you choose one over the other? Once you start looking, it'll be easy to spot. We recently tried a new restaurant, and every single person we encountered seemed to be going above and beyond expectation. How is this possible in a world of average? How did this business happen to get all the exceptional people? This business would have had to decide to make their own norm and hired and trade accordingly. Couldn't you do that for the people on your team and the companies that you outsource to? You need to get educated about the particular area of business so that you understand what the norm is and what going above and beyond looks like. Public relations is a bit of a mystery to most professionals not in the industry. So if you're not getting the results you're looking for from your internal team and or agency, you need to get more information. There are many books, blogs, and seminars like ours that help you grasp the basics and understand what it takes to be exceptional. Sometimes your team is missing the tools they need to take your publicity efforts to the next level. Whatever you do, don't settle for mediocre results. If you're not getting much coverage and talk to five other businesses that are struggling, don't take it as norm unless you're okay with being average. The media is overloaded with news, and normal average is not newsworthy. They're also bombarded by emails and calls from average people with average stories. Make sure your company's communication is professional and within guidelines, but not ordinary, passable, and undistinguishable. Finally, keep investing in yourself and your team to keep up with the latest. I don't think above and beyond people are necessarily born that way. It's a skill set that can be taught and refined. You want to be careful not to confuse exceptional with spending more time on a project. Long hours, more calls, and press releases don't necessarily give you results. Also, be careful of perfectionism paralysis disguised as going above and beyond. Make sure you and your team have the basics, follow superstars that make the news, and start making your own headlines. Thank you for joining us. For more information regarding the PR for Dolphins, books, events, and services, please visit www.prfordolphins.com. My name is Irene Maloney, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.